Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
You guys, I just went down. I almost took a big fall just now. That would have been great. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Can we do our regular intro?
What?
Let's do our regular intro.
I'm nervous because our friends are here. And your family.
Yeah, they're real scary.
They are.
Well, my dad a little bit, but... Welcome to Showmance.
Hi, guys.
I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
You guys, thanks for being here.
It's our first live one. I bet we're gonna f*** it up.
Wildly unprepared.
Always. That's what we specialize in that.
Well, okay. First of all, we have to thank Today Tix and WeWork Now.
Yes.
And Summer Water Rosé for the wonderful...
Amen to that.
Mama yes. Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Juice. That's
yeah.
right.
We have a fresh bottle for ourselves.
I'm not a mom, but it's mom juice.
You're my mom.
Kind of.
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, Kevin, do you remember when you came to New York and surprised me?
Yeah. Did anybody see Jenna in Waitress? Jenna's been on the Broadway.
Just a few times.
Yeah, and then I one day decided to show up and surprise her because like my BFF is on Broadway and I didn't know her when she was on it before.
That's right.
So I sent her a picture in front of the Waitress marquee.
And let me tell you, half hour is when, you know, you get to the show to get ready. Obviously, like, I got there beforehand because... It's me. But it was, he sent me the photo at half hour, and I was like in full panic after that.
I didn't think about Jenna.
No, he
like,
was only thinking about himself.
Oh, this is bad to do to Jenna. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm such a great friend. I'm going to show up and be like, hey, I love you. Who else did this?
My agents were also there for the first time
yeah.
that night, too. So it was only like
yeah.
a slightly important night.
No. She was in full meltdown. She's like, oh, my God, it's you and 20 other people that I know.
I was shaking, and I came out for my first entrance, and I see Kevin with his jacket over his face like this. And I was like, you're not performing. Why are you nervous?
Never again. I can never watch you do anything again.
Was
it
I
is
that bad?
So, no, you were incredible, but it was so nerve-wracking. I don't know if any of you have like seen a relative or good friend perform or be on stage or like don't screw it up. I had the same reaction when I watched my brother who's a professor teach a class where I sat there watching Jenna. I'm like, I'm like, oh God, hit the harmony. Oh, these harmonies are hard. Oh, she's talented. She can do it. She's been on Broadway before. Oh God, I have to go. It was so stressful.
Did you poop your pants?
A little bit.
Good.
I had to get up and get myself a drink at intermission because it's like, I'm like, this is hard for Jenna, but it's much harder for me.
Speaking of, cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers. For those of you that are old enough.
Is everybody old enough here? Yay!
It's pretty quiet.
I just turned 21, so it's a really big day for me. Yes, that's right.
I used my fake ID today. It's like 21 next year.
For the third time.
for the 11th time.
Okay, Kevin.
Yes. What do you want from me?
Everything.
You've already taken that. You've taken everything from me.
Your soul.
Yeah.
Okay. Sauce That Crunch.
Oh.
New York style. Can we get everybody to say Sauce That Crunch for the episode? Ready? One, two, three.
Sauce That Crunch!
Beautiful.
That is
I think
so
we're done.
Satisfying.
We're just going to go home now.
Thank you, guys.
That was...
Good night.
For those of you who don't know, Sauce That Crunch is a game that we play where you name a
bread or carb of sorts and then
a crunch if you will
and then you top it
with a sauce.
I told my boyfriend about this, David, who's here, and he was like, I've never seen him more elated in my life about like a game that we play.
Yeah,
it was very exciting.
If only David listened to the podcast.
Oh.
I see you.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get them on. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin.
New York style sauce like crunch?
Yes. I'm going to give you one and then you can give me one.
Okay, great.
And everything's bagel.
I'm more nervous about this than anything else with this show because I always, when we would play this on tour, I was the one providing the crunches because I can't sauce like you guys.
Don't f*** it up.
I'm going to. I'm actually sweating. Like, you guys make me nervous, but this makes me more nervous.
No, we're all like judging you very loudly right now.
Okay.
Okay, go.
You.
Everything bagel.
I don't even eat bagels. Okay, I'm ready.
Who doesn't eat a bagel?
I don't like cream cheese.
Doesn't have to be cream cheese.
No, I'm putting lox on it. I'm putting 8 pounds of lox on it.
Do you like butter?
I'm putting caviar on that because I'm bougie. I want fish eggs on top of my fish. And I'll cheers to caviar. Thank you.
Is that it?
Okay.
What else? Gold leaf?
I've got gold leaf. No, see, gold leaf I can't get behind.
We had a piece of sushi last night with gold leaf on it because we're
sound
not bougie.
Awful. We sound like awful people.
Keep going.
We are awful people. I'll put a little lemon on that.
Okay.
Some capers because it's going to be real salty.
Okay.
Yeah. I lost you at capers, didn't I? And that's it. That's all I want on my bagel because an everything bagel, if you have a good everything bagel, do you need anything else?
Yeah, it has to be a Long Island or a city bagel.
I'm from Texas.
Right?
I eat fried chicken. I don't know about bagels.
Do you want to sauce fried chicken?
I will sauce fried chicken any day of the week.
Well,
sorry, there's a hot guy walking by. I got distracted. Sorry. I'm sweating. Okay.
It's a little warm in here, right?
Is it warm?
Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, we should drink more.
We should drink more.
Hi.
No, let me give you a crunchy
How's it
sauce.
Going? Hi.
Oh, no. He literally pushed his girlfriend away from us. He was like, don't talk to them.
Keep
They're
moving,
crazy
keep moving,
people.
Keep moving. Don't look back.
Okay, go.
I'm going to give you pizza. Can you sauce pizza? Of course you can. Jenna the Queen, give me what you got.
Well, first of all, we haven't even talked about what's on the pizza.
You're right.
Okay? We're going a nice marinara.
Mm-hmm.
We're going burrata. We're going basil. We're going chili flakes. We're going garlic
Talk
powder.
Talk dirty to me, Jenna.
We're going a little Italian crumbled sausage.
Uh-huh.
Super thin crust.
Yeah.
And then you need a little sriracha, right? I ruined it. I lost everybody there.
That's the Jenna twist.
Yeah.
Well done. And that's how you play...
Sauce Back Crunch!
Oh, you guys.
Hooray.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Oh my gosh! Can you can you refill me while I do this, please?
I would be honored.
Thank you so much.
Before we get to Andy, let's give a shout out to Bombas.
When I was in school, the cool thing was
Pogs,
gel pens.
Oh, I love those.
Pokemon.
Pokemon cards.
Oh my God. I had a binder
those.
Full of Pokemon cards.
Well, you were cool if you had it, and you weren't if you didn't. Now it's Bombas socks that bring out all the envy on the schoolyard.
Which isn't really all that surprising. They're the most comfortable kid socks ever.
They're colorful, literally bursting with color, and they even have a little colorful bee on them.
And comfortable. So comfortable, Jenna. They're designed with several comfort innovations that help make them feel better than any other kid sock ever made.
So send your kids back to school with the socks that keep them comfy, colorful, and ready to take on the school year.
And since Bombas donates a pair of socks for every pair purchased, you should get yourself some too.
I wear Bombas all the time. Kevin, I got the women's ankle socks, and I got them in the gray and the white and the black because, you know, my closet is... all shades of gray and black. They're so comfy and they're so great. I wear them around the house. I wear them to go running. I wear them to work out. They're awesome.
So visit bombas.com/showmance and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/showmance for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/showmance.
Hey, Jordan here. I know a lot of you create your own podcasts, and a lot of you already have one like me. I obviously love what I do. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to this point of success. You shouldn't have to pay fees for platform hosting, distribution, analytics, or fees to create a podcast. You need to be able to focus on producing the best show possible. Now, Podcast One, that's the network I'm on, they have Launchpad Digital Media, or Launchpad DM for short. So it's free, includes unlimited hosting, full control of distribution. You have access to a full dashboard with analytics. Again, totally free. You own everything, by the way. You own your content, you own your subscribers, no tricky stuff there. And you get your own show page on launchpaddm.com for people to listen to and subscribe to your show. It's the only hosting platform brought to you by the leading network, Podcast One. Podcast One will promote the site, drive people to discover your podcast, and if your show grows, you could even be invited to join Podcast One's all-star roster, which includes people like Adam Carolla, Caitlin Bristow, Shaq, Lady Gang, and of course, me, Jordan Harbinger. I'm there too. You also get access to their production and sales support. So with all this completely free, don't use other hosting platforms. Why would you need to? Learn more or sign up now at launchpaddm.com. And don't forget to check out The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
We have a great guest tonight, you guys. We have a New York little lady who, you know, became famous on The Bachelorette. Well, actually on The Bachelor for walking out on somebody, and then on The Bachelorette for being very candid and real.
A badass, if you will.
And she became my friend, and now she's here tonight to hang out with us. So should we bring her up?
Yes.
All right. Andy Dorfman.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pour, you want some rosé?
Hey, girl. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Andy's here. Andy and I hung out. We met when we were living in New York at the same time, right?
Was it New York or L.A.?
No, it was New York. I think it was downtown with Cami, who was just on the podcast as well.
Gemma.
Who
dinner.
Met, yes. Who,
that was a good
one. Oh, and with
and
Jackie Burns,
phone.
Too, who was on
oh my gosh,
the podcast
right.
as well. I got your
help,
phone.
But
don't mind us. We've only had
we
one glass.
We're good. Well, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my
Thanks
gosh.
For coming on.
Did you run today?
Yeah, I ran this morning.
You should probably explain that for people who don't know why that's very relevant.
She ran for president today,
and I lost.
Oh, okay, wait. Should we do Andy's bio? You
yes,
want to do it?
No, you do it. You're the best at this. I
All
love
right.
when you do it.
Pulled it
I'm
off of Wikipedia, by the
bio.
Way.
Did you Wikipedia
God.
This?
Plagiarism.
For those of you who don't know, Jenna loves to do these bios. They sound very professional and official. And then one day, I felt terrible because, like, I'm not doing any work for this. And Jenna's doing all these bios. And then I started actually reading them because she did send them to me. Yeah. And there were all these typos and, like, sentences were, like, sort of meshed together. And I was like, Jenna, either, one, you're drunk writing these, or, two, are you just copying and pasting these from Wikipedia? Because this sentence hasn't been updated since 2012.
Well, and they also, in Wikipedia, refer to people by their last name. So it's like, Dorfman has. And so we do that, and it's really strange. Anyway, moving on. Andy Dorfman!
I'm scared to hear this Wikipedia bio.
TV personality, author, Whoa. And former assistant district attorney. Is that right?
Those are all true.
Oh, she's okay. smart.
I don't know about the TV personality part.
You are.
Define TV personality.
You were on TV, and you have a great personality.
Okay. Well, oh, thanks. I'll take it.
She became famous for walking out on Bachelor Juan Pablo.
Yay.
Like, maybe.
It's
so ridiculous. She became the first former attorney to appear as The Bachelor.
This is so weird.
Niche.
This is hilarious.
It's a niche crowd.
I wrote this one. She is a 2-time New York Times bestseller of It's Not Okay and Single
yes.
State of Mind. Did you take that one?
I'll take that one for sure.
And that's it. That's what we've got on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
my
Thank
life
you,
in
Jenna.
Wikipedia.
You're very welcome. Well, welcome, Andy. I was talking about running because Andy has decided to run the New York Marathon this fall.
Don't ask me why.
Can you tell us, like, where that, how that happened? And because you're a runner.
I feel like I must have been not sober when I agreed to do it because it's ridiculous. No, I was not a runner. Like, I would walk/run during sunset on the West Side Highway. Just like get out of the house. And then all of a sudden, New York Roadrunners called me and they were like, do you want to do the New York City Marathon? And I was like, yeah, why not? And so they're like, great, we're going to sign you up. I'm like, how long is the marathon? And by that point, I was already registered. And that's when they told me it was 26 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my reaction too. But I had already signed up.
So it was
so
too late.
Here we are.
I have so many questions about this.
Like what?
When did you start training?
I started training already like 2 months ago.
What does that look like? Because I walk down the street and get out of breath.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
And so, like, how do you train? Like, are you casually one Saturday, like, I'm just going to go run a quick 20 miles. I'll be back. See
no,
you for lunch.
No, I would not make it back. So I will say I'm very fortunate in the fact that I have a trainer from the running club. And I basically just do whatever he tells me. So every week he sets out a schedule. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll be running that. And then I meet with him once a week. So we started slow, like 10-minute running and then walk for 5 minutes.
I thought you were about to say, you know, 10 miles.
No. I don't think I've run 10 miles total ever, like in one stretch.
You're about to.
Or am I?
What's the longest distance you've run so far?
So we do it by minutes. So we just progress each week to longer and longer runs. So this might be boring, but every week we do like a strength workout, which is hills or sprints, which I hate. And then we also do a long run. So that gets progressively longer and longer. And it's so funny, actually, because I was telling my trainer this the other day. I was like, you don't understand. Growing up, I hated running. I played tennis, surprisingly. But I would always, like, cut the corners during labs, or I would fake an injury during conditioning. And I'm like, how the hell did I end up signing up for a marathon? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I will say this. It's been kind of cool because I just told the trainer, I was like, you know what, do what you want with me, like, I'm here, I'm gonna do it, I'll run whatever you tell me to. And it's kind of crazy how, like, your mind catches up to your body and your body catches up to your mind, and it's cool.
And you started endorphins too.
Yeah, that was another thing that came out of it. I used to, like, Instagram story running, honestly, because I would get so bored and I'm like, oh, I don't, you know. And no one was around.
Content. You had to provide the content.
I had to create content. And so, yeah, I was, like, Instagram storying it. And then people started Instagramming their own runs and tagging me. And I was like, we should do a hashtag. I don't know why I thought that, but I was like, oh, let's do a hashtag. That'll be cool. Then other people can get in on it. And I let all the followers, like, vote on hashtags. And next thing you knew, we came up with Andorphins, spelled A-N-D-O-R-F-I-N-S, kind of like a play on my name, which for the first time came in handy. And it's been really – I've had the worst name. Sorry. I know my parents are listening to this, so they're probably like it kind of spiraled into this really cool thing where people have been tagging all of their runs that they do and all their mileage and, you know, the amount of time they're doing it, tagging Andorphins, like where they're running. And it's become this really cool, like, positive motivation thing. And so I'll repost all their stories, and people have sent messages being like, I, you know, got out of a bad relationship and I had put on some pounds and now I'm working out thanks to these videos. And they see people running in the heat and with, you know, a stroller or with a dog. And it just kind of shows you that anyone can do it. And it's really been cool, like, to see the positive effect. I think social media in general, there's a lot of criticism, there's a lot of pressure, whether you have one follower or 100 million followers, like, that comes with the territory. So to see, like, something really positive and cool and inspiring out of it is like, this is really dope.
It worked on me last week because I was on, like, a family.
Did you go for a run?
I was on a family vacation. Shout out to some of them here. And I was sitting around. I ate an entire box of Entenmann's cookies. And then, it's not even sponsored. I just ate them.
Never sponsored.
And then I saw, I actually saw
no
you.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, all right, fine. It's 90.
Are you joking?
No,
really?
I swear to God. I got up and I went for a run. And my family was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to go run? What is this
away
running
from
thing?
My family?
Well, yeah, I was also trying to find some silence. And I did it.
Yay!
Thanks to you.
Yay!
So, well, because it helps. It's like working out sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing exercise sort of sucks. And I think having somebody, like, cheer you on, mm-hmm. or knowing that other people are doing the same thing, it just helps get you off the couch.
Oh, right. You're a endorphin now.
I am.
Yay.
I should have used the hashtag. But I was a mess. I'm like, I'm not taking a picture of myself.
So are you excited about the marathon? Is there...
Yeah. I mean, as much as I'm like, oh, I don't know what I signed up for, there is something really cool that's come out of it in that sense. And it's a challenge for sure. And I do, I said at the beginning, I made a joke. I'm like, well, this might be the only thing I accomplished this year. And might turn out to be true, not going to lie. But yeah, it's an accomplishment. I think everybody kind of gets to a point in their life where you just kind of need an accomplishment, no matter how big or small it is, no matter if it's career or personal or something like running. And so for me, this is like my big accomplishment of the year.
Well, speaking of accomplishments, also, it's not that you're, you know, just running a marathon. You're also writing a third book.
I am, but
She's like us.
It's I don't even answer emails, and you're writing a third book.
Yeah, it takes Kevin like days to respond to emails.
That's like me with texts, though.
Yes.
I'm pretty bad at it.
Yeah, and it takes days. And I'm like, it's fine. She'll get back to us. Don't worry.
Good.
I won't stress about it.
Kevin with emails or me with texts?
You with texts.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
You must be bad.
Is it that bad?
Days. It's okay, though.
I know why.
You will.
It's
because
my phone is on the moon. Oh, Mom, three messages.
That's probably better for you.
It's better
for us all, right? We just put the moon on and like go about our lives.
Oh, I am really bad.
It's okay though. It's great. I just know Andy will always get back to me. It's like your mommy always comes back, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the thing.
Hopefully.
Like my mom says, I'll find you. It's like I will find me if they need me.
Tell us about your book. Tell us about the third book and what, you know, like what you can share with us about it.
Ooh, what can I share? I'm like, I don't want to give too much away. I will say this. The third book has taken a little longer. I think everyone's been like, oh, where's the book coming? Like, when is it? It's taken a little longer. It's a little deeper. I went on a different type of adventure. For those of you that don't know, the first book was a breakup about, you know, a bad relationship that I should have never been in. The second was moving to New York and kind of coming into my own and having a good time. The third one is what happens after that rah-rah, single, independent, reckless life, do whatever I want comes. And I name it a certain phase in the book, which I don't want to give away. But yeah, it's kind of like the lull in your life that comes at any given time. For some people, I think it comes after you graduate college and you're like, what am I going to do with my life? For some people, I think it comes after breakups or, you know, even if your kids are leaving the house and you're an empty nester, you kind of hit that period where you're like, what the hell is going on in my life? So I definitely went through that, wrote about it, and yeah. That's it. It's definitely a little
deeper. Well, we're very excited. Do you have a date when it comes out?
A lot of people have asked that. Okay, so I don't know because next year, people don't realize the publishing world is crazy and they sell books very much ahead of time. So sometimes it could be 6 months, sometimes it can be a year that they sell it to the bookstores. So next year is an election year.
Did someone just go, ooh?
Yeah. So
we'll
you're probably like... You're probably like, oh, I thought about it. I'm like, why does that even matter with publishing? But there's not a lot of press opportunities during an election year.
So the whole thing,
everybody is streamlined, especially with everything that's going on with this one. So I think it'll either come right before the election or we might have to wait till after.
Got it.
And by before, I mean like before August.
All right. We're looking out for it though, right? We're very
Hold
excited.
Hold tight with me.
Maybe
Let's
before.
Make it through next year together.
Depending on what happens, the
like
world could be on fire.
Writing or running better?
Oh, you know what? It's kind of funny because there are definitely times where I sit down to write. I mean, I think anyone that's got a creative bone in them sits down to do whether it's painting or music or, you know, writing. And you're like, all right, I've got the whole day planned. I'm ready to do it. And then you sit down and it's completely blank stare. And that's super frustrating as much as not wanting to run. There are times where I don't want to write. But I will say both of them give you a certain high, like, once you're done running, you feel that physical high. That's where we got the endorphins from. And then once you like write a bomb-ass chapter, you're like, oh my God. You look up from your computer and you're like, oh, I did it. And you feel good. So,
what do you do when you have those times you sit down and you're like, nothing's coming out today?
Well, I've learned. I used to write anyways. And then I learned that I ended up wasting time because I'd have to go back and throw all the shitty parts out that I wrote because they weren't good to begin with. So now I just kind of like go with it. And if I wake up one morning and I've got an entire day to write and I can't write, I think that's probably why I picked up running. I just go out and then go for a run. And then sometimes that writer's bug will hit me at midnight and I'll be up till 6 a.m. and I'm like, oh, the life of a writer, you know. So it's very unconventional kind of lifestyle. But, you know, when you're creative, when you tap into that mindset, there's nothing you can do to stop it. So just go with it. Stop fighting it.
I mean, you two have written books.
Yeah, so you know.
Kind of.
You know.
You wrote a book, Jenna.
Kind of.
Don't sell yourself
short. Don't let her sell you short.
No, it's fine. It's all right.
Yeah, she did.
We did it during Glee, which was like the worst choice I could have ever made. It's like, do it differently. Like,
you were writing. You were on
while you're, you know, shooting a show 14 hours a day, five days a week.
Yeah,
7 days
I felt very bad for you.
It wasn't great.
It was.
Chris Colfer did it 7 times, so it's fine. Moving on.
Watching Chris do it was like that's a freak thing.
Well, he's also like, we're all gonna work for him one day, so yeah. it's okay.
I'd be like, Chris, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just wrote a book over the weekend. Like,
and he's like, and then I'm gonna make it into a movie. And you're like, oh god.
Yeah, it's like, I barely got a haircut. How did you do that?
I forgot to eat today.
Yeah.
Before we get back to Andy, let's give a shout out to Purple Mattress.
Because a good night's sleep is really important.
If you toss and turn at night and wake up with a stiff neck or back pain like I do, it can seriously affect your mood and productivity.
With a Purple Mattress, you can sleep cool and comfortably every single night.
Right now, get a free Purple Pillow with the purchase of a mattress when you text SHOWMANCE to 84888. That's SHOWMANCE to 84888.
How is Purple different, Kevin, you ask? It's the world's most scientific mattress, 30 years in the making. It was developed by an actual rocket scientist.
It gives you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position.
There's a 100-night risk-free trial, so if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund.
Backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal.
You are going to love Purple.
And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple Pillow with the purchase of a mattress.
That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide.
Just text SHOWMANCE to 84888.
The only way to get this free pillow is to text SHOWMANCE to 84888.
That's SHOWMANCE to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply.
All right, I gotta ask, though, about Bachelor in Paradise
now.
We are watching and we love this
show.
Does
everybody who watches
it? Who watches Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's okay.
And
I gotta know, Andy, what do you think about Blake and Kaylin and Christina and the Bachelor? I gotta know.
Okay.
And we haven't been able to catch up, so please tell me.
I will have to say this. I'm a little disappointed in the whole season. I'm like an avid Bachelor in Paradise fan. I will admit, I don't really watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette that much, even though I was on it. It just gets kind of boring in the sense of it's the same group of guys. You're like, all right, I already know who I want to win. But Bachelor in Paradise is just such a train wreck. And it's so ridiculous. And, it's just a guilty pleasure. So I really look forward to Monday and Tuesdays when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise. And then this year, it's kind of like, they all came in knowing each other, so they're all like in on it, and there's all this drama that already happened. And I'm like, no, I want to see drama right now. Like, I want you to cheat on him, to cheat on her, to, you know,
you
leave and cry and get drunk. And like, that's what we came for. Like, let's be honest. I didn't tune in to ABC.
You don't want to hear
time.
Like,
no.
This happened before and now we're going to talk about it.
We're like getting a little too deep for a reality TV show in terms of like, all right, let's just enjoy what it is. But I will say, so there, for those of you that don't know, there's this guy, Blake, who...
What? No, Kevin doesn't know, so I'm like,
fill
him in.
Okay. This is
fill
for me.
In.
But you know the concept, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's this guy, Blake, from one of the seasons, and he comes in and courts, let's just say, girl number one, for purposes, because I can't figure out their names either. He courts... I like charts. He courts girl number one. Well, girl number two comes in and is like, what? Why are you courting her? Like, you hooked up with me at Stagecoach, which is this big festival out in California. And so he's like, oh, you know, don't say anything. And girl number one, of course, doesn't know. Well, in comes girl number three, of course, who's like, wait, why is girl number two here? Like, you hooked up with me at Stagecoach. And she's
like, he was busy.
Oh, so this guy hooked up
very busy.
With two girls
Who
within like 24 hours.
24 hours.
Well,
here's
it's
the
thing. It's a festival.
So the funny thing about it is I was there at Stagecoach. And I'm like, how did all this happen?
Where does this happen?
How did this happen after you were sleeping? Like, what? I'm like, was I at the same concert? So there's all this drama right now with Stagecoach. I'm like, y'all, that was in April. Like, who cares anymore? So I don't know. Then there's this drama with the text messages and blah, blah, blah. And
ooh,
I'm like,
I heard about that.
Yeah.
He blasted those.
Shady.
He blasted.
Shady ass. Didn't, correct me if I'm wrong, this dude, homeboy, like, put out text from this girl.
Girl number
two. Because he thought he was,
two.
Like...
Clearing
girl
his
number
name.
Three.
He thought he was going
name.
To clear his name.
Yeah.
But yet, you posted somebody's drunk texts to clear your name?
Well, girl number three was like, I can't believe you did me like that. How could you have, like, hooked up with the girl the night before? A.K.A. girl number two. And so he's like... this, you were the one who came over to my house. Like, I told you no. And so then he decides to release all the text messages, which I just think, look, he's defending himself in a certain way that I don't disagree with, in the sense of, like, hang on, you know, we're all single here. Like, don't make me look like I'm this guy who, you know, cheated on you. Right. But I think there were a million other ways to defend himself.
Yeah, and also, like, apologize to the girls and the way that, like, they presented it to themselves. Anyway.
Right.
Let this
right.
be a lesson.
It's like, let this be a lesson.
It's, like, invasive. I mean, everyone says stuff in text messages, and you're like, really? You're screenshotting my text messages?
Like, and any text at, like, 5 a.m., that's not
doesn't
fair
count.
Game.
Doesn't
not
count.
Fair
no,
game.
Didn't happen.
Nobody's at their best at that time.
Picture didn't happen. Well, I guess there's a picture.
I'm imagining
so.
At that time. It's
so
not.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. That's my breakdown.
Okay. Andy, we want to play a game with you.
All right. Let's.
I love games. As Amber Riley once said, I'm a grown ass woman. I don't play games. Which I reminded her recently. She said that. She's like,
I didn't say that.
I said that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. She's like, sounds like some shit I'd say.
Yeah. So, she, like, blacks out, though. She's like, doesn't remember.
Yeah.
But she doesn't drink, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. This or that.
This or that.
Do you want to go?
Rapid fire.
We want to go back and forth.
Yeah,
rapid
let's
fire?
Go. Yeah.
All right. You start,
the
Kevin.
First thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Whatever God. You got to choose between one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Easy.
PG.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. PG.
Yeah.
My parents literally texted me before I got here, got on stage. They're like, we're listening.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great.
Well, my parents are here,
I'll
so
find
it's okay.
You.
Okay. Don't
perfect.
You worry. Hi, mom and dad, and my brother too,
oh.
who's super fan showman.
Hi.
Let's
yes.
go. All right.
Bro is number one fan.
He is number one fan, and he just had a baby 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So he's
congratulations.
Here. As a new dad, he just left them at home.
Yeah. He's like, I got to get out.
Peace. Like, I got to come to the showman. All right. Let's go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Apple or peach?
Peach.
Pizza or chicken fried steak?
Pizza.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about chicken fried steak. I was like, hip-hop or country music? She went to Stagecoach.
Country.
Wine or vodka?
Oh.
Yes.
I like the audience participation.
Personally, I like to wash down the martini with a glass of wine.
Whoa. That's my kind of girl.
Yes. Correct. Answer is correct.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
In which order is really the question.
Yeah. Running or weight training?
Running.
Dress up or dress down?
Workout clothes, dress down.
Yes.
Football or hockey?
In terms of what?
No idea.
Sport and then men.
Sport, yeah. Hockey. No. Sport, football, men, hockey.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Boys, hockey.
Yeah.
They're boys. They're not men.
Have you guys seen these hockey players?
Oh.
They may have two teeth, but.
There's fake teeth for that. There's
I
veneers
hope my
for that.
Don't
okay.
listen to this.
Wine country or the beach?
Wine country.
Yeah.
This one's messy, Jenna.
Then don't skip it.
I like it.
All right.
I love a mess. To have been engaged or to never have been engaged?
Well, did one. based on my personal experience, I'm going to say to never have been engaged.
All right.
Great.
Chad
Burn.
Or Luke P.
Neither is also an option. Oh.
She's like, yes, neither.
She's like, hi. For what?
Well,
like,
take
entertainment.
Take us through it.
Because, like, entertainment, the Twitter rants that Chad goes on can be pretty funny.
Right.
I'm going to go Chad just because, like, what is Luke P going to do for you?
Agreed.
In general?
Agreed.
In any way, I take back my original answer.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay.
Would you rather?
Yeah. We got another. We got an extension.
We're going to keep going.
All right,
bonus
go.
Round.
God,
would you rather?
Get
you ready?
In trouble.
Oh, this
no.
is existential.
This is fine.
If you were reborn in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or the future?
Oh, the past, like the 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be a flapper.
A flapper girl. Just like in
I
the
don't
prohibition,
know what the future
like,
looks like
sneaking into bars.
You already
oh,
do
yeah.
that. Used to sneak me into bars.
I did used to sneak you into bars because you weren't
fun
legal.
Fact, I've only been thrown out of a bar once, and it was with Jenna in New York.
It wasn't legal. It was the right thing to do.
Throw me out? That's not why I got thrown out.
Okay, never mind. Would you rather date someone you love or date someone who loves you?
Oh, wah wah. That's so sad.
My mom and grandmother always used to say, marry someone just a little beneath your level. Like, you always want them to love you a little more. So I'm going to go with, I'd rather date someone who loves
you.
I think that's good advice.
Right. I'd like to love them too, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down? There's surgeries for
wait,
all of this.
That's a good one.
This is a good one. I have my thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are from the neck
you
down.
You look the same age as when
no.
I met you.
Well, you stop that. From the neck down, because you can always get the surgery from the neck up.
There's
you can get surgery
from
the neck
yeah,
down.
But the other ones are more dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, would you rather go to the beach or go to the skiing? Because you either have like a mask on and a helmet, or you've got like your
we're
bathing
talking
suit.
Vacation here.
No, but that's a good point.
See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
like, if
yeah.
you're at the beach, then you're like, I'd rather have a good body and I got my face covered anyways.
Okay, let's take it back then. Do you prefer skiing or the beach?
I'm going to go skiing, which means I don't even know what the answer to the original question was.
We forgot.
I don't either. I'll accept.
The neck up.
Yeah, I'm going to say
skiing.
The neck up. Yeah.
Up,
lights
down,
down, neck
below.
Up. Neck
okay,
up,
great.
Lights off.
But body positivity, you guys, it doesn't really matter. Okay. Right? Like, who gives a
f***? It looks good.
Yes. Give me your cellulite, because I got it too. All right, let's go. Would you rather get away with lying every time or always knowing that someone is lying? Yes.
Yeah, I think if I knew people were lying all the time,
would you like not trust anybody?
I would feel like the world's a terrible place.
What does that mean?
I'd rather
people
I guess
lying.
Know. Yeah, know that people are lying.
Right? Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
These are deep. Then you're like, I know. I see you. Yeah. Well, that too.
It's a little of both.
Okay.
That was good.
Is everybody topped off? Because we have some.
We have a game for everybody to play.
We want everybody to drink with us. So make sure you're
more?
Topped off. Do we need more? Can we get some more bottles passed around?
As the modern poet Rihanna
around.
Once
Am
said, poetette, poetette.
Another round.
Put her on the tab.
Let's go.
Put her on the tab. Gonna...
It's on us. Or Sweetwater Rosé. We want to play Never Have I Ever with everybody.
Oh.
Is that yeah? All right. Okay.
We're going to have eagle eyes on everybody
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm watching you all.
I feel like the AC
oh, like
just
I see people
out.
Getting up to go get topped off.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what?
They're like, I'm going to need it for
respect.
This game.
I love the game,
it,
and I love people
go
who take
it.
The game seriously.
Never have I ever drunk to
right, exactly. Yeah. Get it, you guys.
We
respect.
Know who the culprits are.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
go for
good.
It.
Take your time.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have somebody who's not
yes.
legal.
Yeah.
All right.
Not everybody can play this.
We're in Europe, right?
Yes. I was like,
we're
yeah.
in London for pretend. All right. So we've got a line, but we're gonna start and we'll go as we go. Is that fair?
Ooh, the premium
just go
ticket
as we go,
holders.
Or should we wait?
All right,
let's wait.
Topped
yeah.
off.
That's
we gotta wait for the
a long line. I really respect this audience.
These two.
I know we gotta wait for the premiums.
We gotta wait for the
people
premiums.
People play games seriously.
Does anybody have any questions while we wait?
Yeah, Kevin, when are you
That's right. Oh. When is Kevin coming to Broadway?
Oh. my family listens to this. I'm never going to hear the end of it. They've been asking me the same thing.
What? When you're coming to Broadway?
When I can get a job? No, look. Broadway terrifies me. Because... Jenna, doing 8 shows a week is hard.
It is hard.
What? Oh, Bach? Bach would be fun.
That's actually a great one.
I'll only do that if Jackie Burns is in it. And then I'll do it with her.
She's done it too many times. You're not allowed to ask for that anymore.
Exactly. I'll do it if Jackie's in it. I don't know. You Broadway people. I can't keep up with that.
We got all the Broadway people
here.
Yeah,
there's
here.
A whole section of Broadway. Sleep late.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Late.
This voice won't hold up.
Wait, we got a question for Kevin.
What? Yes?
Would we do a Glee reboot
if we were asked to?
Good question.
So apparently everyone wants to answer for us.
Correct.
You give us 10 years and ask us again.
No.
Reboots are a thing right now, though.
Yeah, but we ended...
Reboots are a thing, but a lot of them aren't working for a reason. I also think if you brought Glee back, it wouldn't be with us, you know? It's a school.
You need more time for the reboot, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Got it.
You
guys aren't
concert?
Yet.
Exactly. Like, Beverly Hills, like, last...
I'm down for a
you know,
concert.
Did their
other people probably aren't.
That makes sense.
Anything with Jenna. I'll be in anything with Jenna. Dream job.
That's sweet.
When am I going on tour? Oh.
Yeah, Kevin, when are you going on tour?
What is... I feel attacked.
Who's listened to Kevin's EP, you guys? Oh.
Thanks. Well, shout out to Justin Thorne, who produced the entire thing. He's over here. And he directed the music videos.
Yeah. Got more fun stuff coming with Andy, but first, this episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive.
It's an average savings of $699 a year for customers who switch and save.
In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they switch to Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or owning multiple vehicles.
Get your quote online at progressive.com and see how much you could be saving.
Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Are we waiting for more wine? Are we still going?
I think we're good. Let's
All right,
play.
Let's start.
Let's play start. Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever. So the rules are you drink or fake drink if you want, if you've done it. Okay?
And you just stand
it.
Up. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, Andy.
I'm just kidding. I made that
Should
part
we stand up?
No.
All right.
Do you stand up when you.
No, she was like, I wanted to call people out. All right. Never mind. Moving on.
There also is the way you play with the hands.
We can raise our hand?
You have the five fingers. Yeah.
Well, now we're just changing it up.
We have a lot of questions. Okay. We don't have enough fingers.
All right, let's go. Kevin, start.
I would like to preface this by Jenna saying, I've done almost all of these things.
Well, so, I did make this list. And I was like, yeah, that's fun.
Your parents are
this
here.
This is fun. They know.
Okay.
Or they'll find out.
Okay.
You know? It's good.
Number one, never have I ever shoplifted.
Well.
Gulp, gulp.
I wouldn't recommend it, you guys. It's not a great experience.
No, don't do it. Shoplifting is bad, kids.
We don't endorse. Showmance does not endorse shoplifting.
Sometimes you accidentally walk out with things in your pocket.
You want to go with the second one, Andy? All right, Andy's going to read the second one.
You should make up one. Do you want to make up one?
No, because then I probably would have done it.
We're all about calling ourselves out.
Can I do number three?
Grow for it. Grow for it.
Grow for it. Jenna's cap.
Jenna.
Wasted. Never have I ever woken up and couldn't move.
Sleep paralysis, anybody?
I thought you meant a hangover. I was like, well,
that's
yeah.
what I thought too. Oh.
Well, let's go with
or
that
like
too.
Hangover,
you guys.
A squished in bed. Are there
like
a lot of people in your bed?
Off their arm, you know, like the
oh, coyote ugly.
Oh. Yeah. So it's open to interpretation.
Yeah. You know what? Drink for it. Drink for it.
Kevin, go for it.
Okay. Never have I ever. This is very PG. Bungee jumped.
That was the one I skipped.
Anybody? We got a few. We yeah. got a few. All right.
Newcastle over here.
It's just so scary to me. Okay. Never have I ever run to save my life.
Only one of us up here runs.
Oh. Like legit to save your life.
I ran
like
to save my life.
Like a gator's on your tail.
Yeah.
Or
Jenna,
dogs.
When have you run to save your life? Tell
okay.
us the story.
Well, I was in Mexico with two of my closest friends who are here tonight. And one of them decided to jump on a trampoline in the back of some neighbor's house in Mexico, which we didn't know was a house. And he jumped. It was Ben. And he jumped, and all these dogs, like a gang of dogs, came, like, running. And they weren't, like, bear. They weren't French bulldogs. They were, like, pit bulls. And they came running at us. And these guys ran and, like, hid under umbrellas on tables. And I didn't know where to go, so, like, I ran to the ocean. And I was like, this will be safe. And I just ran. And, like, they went away because the water was there. Which was what I thought. So I ran to save my life, and I lived. So thank you so much. My parents are thrilled to hear this right now.
That's not
thrilled
a bad.
That you've made it this
made
far.
It.
You're still
yeah,
alive.
We'll see about you know the next few days.
Okay. oh, this is a good one. Never have I ever looked through someone else's phone without their permission.
Has anyone not? Audience. Everybody should
freak that. Yeah. Okay.
It's like stand up if
sometimes
you haven't.
We're not at our best. Sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we think the person they're texting... I'm kidding, sorry. I'm not speaking from personal experience.
Okay.
Let's go with this. Number six. Never have I ever eaten food that fell on the floor.
Five-second rule. Come on.
Five-second rule!
Have you been drunk?
Okay. Never have I ever fallen asleep on the bus or train and I've passed my station. I did
that
it twice.
New York question. I've passed my station without falling asleep.
Did you do it? Without falling asleep, you just passed your station?
I feel like a good sale on ASOS. Don't make me miss my station real fast. I did it the other day.
I was on the Long Island Railroad once, and I like came back visiting from L.A., and I was like on the train, and I went past Jamaica, which I was supposed to transfer. Ended up all the way at the very end of the line. Came and then I was like, I got to take the train back. There's no trains at this point. So I took the train back and then passed Jamaica again. And ended up in Penn Station. So I had to do it again. My brother had to pick me up. And I was like, this is really, again, an all-time
Let's
high.
Talk about Jenna's sense of direction. It's non-existent. So...
Do you want to talk about podcast one?
I'm talking about where we record our podcast every week, sometimes several times a week. And it's the same building every time. And we get out of the elevator, we take a left, and there's a hallway, and there's two options. You go left or you go right. 100% of the time, Jenna turns right to a dead end.
He lets me do it.
Yes, I watch her do it, and I laugh my ass off. I was like, Jenna, it has been 6 months in the same building.
Every
we have
time.
Been here dozens and dozens of times.
Every time.
Your dog has a much better sense of direction than you do.
He does. He knows where the hotel room is. He knows where we're going. I honestly...
There's
I
the
just- I turn with conviction and
do.
Commitment, and like... I
she's
just
so certain
don't trust
every time.
Yeah.
I feel
and
like that's why we
so
always
wrong.
Go to Jones on 3rd.
Because I'm like, I know where that is.
Jones on 3rd.
That's where Jenna and I always go.
Meet.
And now it makes sense.
Yes.
Like, do you want to try something different? No, Jones on 3rd.
Yeah, she knows how to get there.
Yeah.
It's all the right. only place.
All, Kevin, you pick another play. One.
Okay, never have I ever thought a cartoon character was hot. Kim Possible? Respect. The entire cast of Aladdin.
I was thinking like Rugrats.
Has anybody seen
Andy
anime?
Rugrats.
Rugrats.
Stew?
Flynn Rider? Yeah.
Oh, Flynn Rider. That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Like literally any anime.
Tasmanian Devil?
I don't know. One more?
No, keep going.
All right, all right,
Let's
all
go. We'll do rapid fire.
Never have I ever got something stuck in my nose.
No.
Oh, like a toy?
I got a Cheerio stuck in my nose when I was a kid. Did you
drink? I feel like you had to clarify that one.
Yeah. Did you drink?
Oh, this is good.
No.
Never have I ever pretended to wash my hands by turning the water on just in case someone was listening.
Where is everybody else drinking? Thank you, Christy. Why is nobody else drinking?
Jenna, we're disgusting.
We don't do that.
Don't drag other people down with us.
We get things stuck in our nose.
Why do we do that, though?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny.
Like, it's not hard to wash your hands.
You could have washed your hands. Oh, no. But we don't have kids, so it doesn't matter. Like,
wait, that's not a thing. You go in public and touch things. I don't have kids.
I don't like this one.
Yeah, skip that one. Okay. That's gross.
Never have I ever burnt my mouth willingly because I was too hungry to wait.
Oh, yeah.
It happened last night.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Never have I ever injured myself cooking. What's cooking?
Oh.
I get these pan burns all the time because, like, I try to cook every once in a while, and I feel like
I chopped a finger
Susie.
Off.
Oh God!
Pretty much.
Okay, Avocado Andy.
Do not make that stick.
Please tell us. I'm gonna make a hashtag out of it. Andy, please tell us about your avocado incident. Can you? Do you mind? Can you tell us a little bit?
She looks thrilled.
It was very LA of me.
She's not thrilled.
I was in LA and I was trying to make guacamole. And someone told me that you just, like, whack the pit. I was trying to be cool, like an L.A. person, and I missed the pit. And I got 22 stitches and a tendon.
Just in between.
See, we don't want that reaction. It was gross. But I got a really cool cast out of it. This happened last summer, by the way. I got a cool cast.
And surgery.
And, surgery.
Yeah.
Cedars-Sinai, shout out.
She had, like, a pink camo cast when I met up with her, and I was like, what's wrong with her hand?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I chopped it off last week. But, yeah, it actually was a crazy story. And apparently, it's a very common thing. So, in L.A., the number one reason for lacerations is the avocado. I kid you not. I live in New York, and I was there, and they're like, oh, yeah, happens all the time. I'm like, where am I? And then I saw, like, a physical therapist in New York. She's like, yeah, here it's bagels. I was like, what? I'm like,
if you don't know how to use a knife, don't use a knife, people.
I guess that's a common thing.
Here it's bagels.
I'm a statistic now.
Oh, my God.
We all are in some way.
Okay, you guys. Well,
I mean, let's do one more question.
Okay.
In the spirit of Never Have I Ever.
Whoa.
It will not be PG.
This is off the cuff. We didn't plan for this, Kevin.
I did. We've kept a pretty... Yeah, earmuffs. Oh, I'll talk quickly. Never have I ever had an intimate relationship something in public.
I'm proud of you all, you guys. Yeah. I'm so proud.
Thank you for playing Never Have I Ever.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Andy, for coming.
Give it up for Andy.
You guys are the best. Yay. Thanks for coming to our very first live show ever. We're so excited.
You guys are so good live.
Thank you so much.
So good.
Yay.
You're the best. Thank you. Yeah.
So now I think we can actually open up for a little bit. For Q&A. So if we want to chat for a second, right?
This is where the live recording stops, right?
Yeah, well,
and we go full
throttle. I use it for a mini-sode, so don't get crazy. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, Jenna, it's okay.
I skipped my pages.
I think we should do this.
I'm so disappointed. Okay, let's go back.
So my favorite portion of the shows is wedding questions.
All right, can we do wedding advice? Ready?
One,
two, three.
Very good.
I totally skipped over it.
Yeah, we're going to... You need more rosé?
Yes.
I got you.
Anytime I hear the word wedding.
All right,
wedding.
So wedding advice, as Kevin pours for Andy. Give me that glass. This is the first one I will go with. So I want my partner to surprise me with a proposal because I want it to be thoughtful and something he plans. But I also want to have input on the ring because he's not a mind reader and I'm not, and I'm the one who has to wear it. You know what, girl? Yeah. What to do? Andy?
Oh, because I was previously engaged. That's why you're asking me.
I just like feel like we're here. We're all
I'm just kidding. Oh, girl, that's when you drop the hints to your friends, your mom. Like, they be sending in pictures.
Spread it
and
around.
They drop it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a full picture.
I also think there's nothing wrong with, like, telling your person what you want. Because she's right. You're going to have, or he, you're going to have to be wearing it the entire time. So,
yeah,
like,
and they can still be a surprise. You don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, comunicación.
Oh, my God. Do you speak Spanish?
Comunicación.
Is that a word? Anybody speak Spanish?
No, I think that's like one gift that you definitely drop hints on.
Right.
Like, you can't return it.
Yeah, and like it's
not
okay
an
to
iPad.
Communicate. It's not the same.
No.
Everyone's the same. Like chat about it. Talk about
definitely
it.
Definitely tell everyone you
need. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Get on Pinterest ASAP.
Right.
I have to have 12 kids at my wedding spanning ages from 17 to 6 months. What the flip am I supposed to have at the wedding for them to do? Hard pass.
Daycare. A nanny. A nanny. You have a babysitter.
Daycare.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Keep them at home.
You have a babysitter.
Oh, at the wedding.
Within the wedding. And at the hotel or wherever the venue is, you have a babysitter or a couple if there's 12. And you have the kids.
That's a great
idea. I have a ton of little cousins, and my family has done this because they want to include the mom and the dad, and they all have little kids. And, yeah, you go in like a group babysitter.
And then they can all hang out together.
The property, yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's actually
like that.
Genius.
Keep everybody happy.
I didn't even think about that.
I got some scowls from that.
I feel like Andy has been to more weddings than you and I, Kevin, which is a lot.
Well, I'm Southern. Well, you're Southern.
I'm Southern, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't talk to people, so I don't get invited to those weddings. I pretend I'm not Southern. Where are you from?
Georgia. I've been to double weddings. Oh, we have Georgia in the house?
Double weddings?
Yay! Where from? Oh, my God. Yeah. I love it.
Wait, double weddings?
Oh, yeah. Like
what are double
weddings?
I've been
to second weddings.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Early? Like, it's early?
I mean, I'm only 32. I think it's pretty early to be on second weddings.
Sometimes it just takes a couple times.
Two gifts is all you get.
Then you're
that's
like,
nice.
Have
yeah,
a good
I did
time.
Give
you've
one.
Got enough. Yeah. Hand me down.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next.
I've gotten one.
Oh.
Not bitter
don't
at
spill.
All. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, next question. I might have lifted this from my family. So sorry. I'm not naming names. My fiance, won't say who that is, and I have both been married before. We're thinking we should maybe elope and then have a small party. But since we have 5 kids between us, our concern is what will our family and friends think if we leave them out of it? Elope!
This is the double wedding.
Get it over with.
Oh, yeah.
Have
okay,
a party
okay,
for
okay.
your friends.
Yeah. Have a party for your friends, number one. Number two, you know what I have to say?
What, Jenna?
Tradition.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't have to follow any.
Yeah.
Also, if you have all these kids there, that's not going to be relaxing for you.
I think you do what you want. I'm actually a big believer in that, as much as I joke about it. I think if you are on your 4th wedding and you're 50, 60 years old and you want to wear a big white gown down the aisle and that makes you happy, do it. Like, I'm all for doing whatever it is that you truly want. For your
but also, like, if you've done that before.
And you don't
like,
want to, then don't.
Don't spend the money.
Don't spend
don't
the
do
money.
It again.
Go on vacation.
Enjoy yourself. Without the kids.
Leave the kids at home with the grandparents.
That's right. They got it. Don't
have
worry.
A good time.
Oh, get the daycare during the wedding.
Jammy hands.
During the wedding. Yeah, or hire.
Jammy hands. It's all good.
Yeah, leave the kids at home. That was wedding questions. Thanks guys.
Questions.
Oh, yeah.
Now we will open it up to a Q&A.
Yeah, because I skipped the wedding questions. Oh, we have one over here.
Who's got the mic? Who's got the mic?
Who's got the mic? Do we need another one? Do we need another mic,
Hello?
You guys? Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go. Question over here. The opposite side.
Tony, run.
Why give it up for Tony.
This is Tony. Over there. No, no. Raise your hand.
Over.
Will you raise your hand?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, sure.
Raise your hand. The one who had the question. Yeah, back there, Tony. To the right.
Back left.
Keep going.
Okay, great.
All right. We'll get you next.
What inspired you guys to start the show me?
What inspired us to start Showmans?
Becca forced us.
Becca Tobin put us in a group text and said, do you want to have a podcast? And Kevin and I said, yes, yes. And that was it. We had no concept, nope. No, you know, no mm-mm. content at all. Mm-mm. And we were like,
we still don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. But we did want to work together after Glee. And so that's why
we decided
to do this.
And Jen had already had like two great podcasts. So I was like, great. Jenna knows how to
very
do this.
Different.
Yeah,
very
but
different.
You know how to do this.
Yeah.
You're good at this.
Thanks, Kevin.
Isn't Jenna good at this?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, sort of.
Mine's is a statement more than a question. Is that my husband's a great deal older than I am, and we didn't have kids at the time. So leave the kids at home. Party all you can, because my husband's 32 years older than I am.
Ooh, respect.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, but
tradition.
Everybody told us not to get married. 30 years later, we're still together.
Yes.
And everybody else is divorced.
Yes.
So leave the kids at home and party your heart out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mommy juice.
Right, back, left, over there. Raise your
mommy
hand.
Juice.
Yes.
I got some more. I got some more.
Is it okay if I ask a Glee question?
Yes, of course.
No, we hate Glee.
Absolutely not. What is that?
We hate Glee.
So besides you playing Rachel and you playing Santana, which character would you like to play? And Andy, who would you play if you were on the show?
That's a good question. I feel like besides Rachel Berry and Santana, who we have played also, aside from Tina Cohen-Chang and Artie,
yes.
Who else would we want to play? I guess my answer would be... Quinn.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. I would say Sue, but I cannot memorize that many lines.
No, it's too much. Andy, did you watch Glee?
I couldn't play because I can't sing for s***.
Okay. Is
not
there a character
could.
That you would have liked to play on Glee?
Spectator. I literally have the worst voice. I mean, you can hear my speaking voice.
My Jay? What? I would have a love affair with Andy. It's fine. Yeah.
Yes. That yeah. I approve of.
Yeah,
not you
great.
Leaving me for Harry.
All right, fine. Kevin, did you answered Sue.
No, I would say Sue.
Okay.
Yeah, just evil. Mm-hmm.
Two more. We got two more, you guys, so raise your hands high. We got one in the back there. Tony's coming. He's heading. He's
do you have a Glee Live t-shirt on?
I do.
Oh.
Yes. Glee
number
live.
One, where did you see Glee Live?
I saw Glee Live. It was my very first concert ever. My Wait. First concert ever was you guys, and it was magical.
Where was it? What's here?
In Detroit.
Oh.
I'm from Detroit.
That's where my birthday was.
We had the great time in Detroit.
We had a great time in Detroit.
Well,
yes,
I'm glad
we did.
You had fun in my hometown.
Yes.
My question is, who would be your guys' number one choice for a showman's duo on the show that you haven't had yet?
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah. I have a new answer.
Me personally would be Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, for sure. That's a goal. So, like, if you guys want to tweet it out to them and, like, Instagram it out to them, like, maybe they'll get annoyed enough to be like, sure, maybe. But, like, I love Chrissy Teigen.
I got a couple.
Okay.
We've talked about John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Dream
also,
life.
I want J-Lo and A-Rod.
I would literally die on the floor.
I want to know,
die.
Like, what J-Lo had to do, like, who she sold her soul to look that good. At 50.
Or maybe
like,
just work really hard, Kevin.
Well, you can't. She doesn't drink.
I guess I'm not going to get there.
Oh, she doesn't drink.
No, that's the key.
She doesn't drink.
Oh, she doesn't drink.
Ugh. Okay.
Not worth it.
Not.
I would do.
Well, not worth it. Andy's
we,
is not
we
worth
have a
it.
Question
I
up
say
here.
Cardi B.
We have a couple
an
up
offset.
Here.
Cardi
oh,
B and
Cardi
offset.
B and offset.
Yes.
I was just talking to someone about Cardi B and I'm obsessed.
Yes.
One more.
Yellow shirt.
I can't pick. You pick.
I picked.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
So my best friend and I started a podcast. Do you have any advice for us?
Oh, ooh, man.
Aww. One, you're already nailing it by doing it with your best friend.
Yeah.
It works.
Do what you know. Do what feels organic. Do what feels real to you. Like, don't try and kind of, like, manipulate anything that's not real. Because then, like, people don't buy it.
And talk about things you actually love.
Yeah, we sit here and, like, we don't even... Sometimes we don't even plan our podcast just because we sit there and
know...
I
doubt that's surprising to people.
Well, I plan a lot of them.
I don't.
So when we don't plan, it feels very unplanned for me.
But Jenna, you're gifted. It's fine.
Anyway, moving on. I just, you know, do what feels right for you and do what makes it fun for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys.
You guys.
Well, thanks for coming. We did it. Thank you to Andy.
Thank you to Andy.
Thanks for having me. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is the first time we've done this. We didn't know if anybody would show up, so it means a lot. Oh, you're not going to get us to sing.
No. But we love
also,
you guys.
Also, thank you for everybody who traveled
from near and far.
That was very nice of you.
Really,
we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good night. Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye.
Every car comes with its share of stories.
That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date.
The luxury package you got after a big promotion.
Or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer.
While you can't put a price tag on your stories with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in.
Go to TrueCar, enter your license plate, and watch how your car's details pop up.
Then answer a few questions.
Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value.
High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead.
Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas.